show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carrie, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
Let's go out to the lobby. Let's go out to the lobby. Let's go out to the lobby and get ourselves a drink on order up.
That's a gem. That is a gem.
Can't go wrong with a classic.
You really can't. Welcome to season 7 of Order Up, everybody. Wow.
Yay.
We've got the band back together. Carrie is here.
Yay.
Mary, Matt. And me, Kelly, who I will say is dealing with a bit of laryngitis because I've been on the road a lot and talking a lot. So I'm rocking a rough voice today, as are you kind of, Carrie.
I am. I'm dealing with sickness and coughing. So I'll just do the best I can. And
absolutely. Yeah. How is your health, Mary? You have also been traveling a fair bit with your one-woman show.
You know, I have to maintain wellness because I go to New York in 2 weeks. So if I am sick, I'm in complete denial. I'm going, nope, it's not happening. It can't. And so we'll see what happens. I think I'm okay. I actually got some altitude sickness, though, when I was in Denver.
Oh.
Got a little swollen. I looked at pictures from the show and I went, oh, did I gain 30 pounds?
Oh, no.
It was just edema, ladies and gentlemen. And then, you know, I'm back to my perfectly imperfect size back in Los Angeles, but it was really fun. So I'm back and trying to stay healthy. But you guys both sound sexy. You both sound like Lauren Bacall. So you're
it's
fine.
True. It's true.
It's the one thing, I don't know about you, Carrie, but when I get sick, I call everybody I can with this voice because I'm like, this is a good voice.
I got to start doing that. I'll just start, you know, we don't talk on the phone as much as we used to when we were young, but maybe we need to bring back the sick, sexy phone call. It's a new thing.
Absolutely. How is your health, Matt? Are you like doing okay?
I'm doing okay. Can't complain. But I'm going away in a couple of weeks. So
Ooh. Yeah,
for work, and I'm hoping I don't get sick before then, because or get sick while away, like happened last time.
Yeah. Well, friends, we're not going to be talking about cough remedies on this season of Order Up. It feels like I've set it up that way. This season, we are off to the lobby. We are talking popcorn. The question on everybody's mind, butter or no butter when it comes to your popcorn, Matt Arnold. Butter or no butter?
I'm going to be a bit of a Mary here. I've got rules. I like it layered.
Oh.
Like, like layered there, because like no butter is too much butter is bleh. But if you spread it evenly throughout in just little layers, then you get a little bit of something and it's not too wet. It's not too dry. It's just right.
Huh.
Okay. Mary Kennedy. What are your thoughts?
The rules are back. The rules are back. So I do not like to share popcorn. I do not. I think it's a sin to share that big tub of popcorn because I never get what I want. So for me, it must be buttered on the top, buttered like a thick layer of butter. And I do not put salt, no salt, thick layer of butter. And then I shake the bag. And it probably gets about halfway down, but there is no sharing. It is me and me alone in my little piece of popcorn heaven. And then if I'm feeling generous at the end, if I can't eat all of it, and I do not get a large, I get like a medium, then I will share it with the other family members. But, and if I'm being a little randy, I will throw M&Ms on top. And again, that is for me, only me.
Okay. All right. So I'm guessing that's butter. I'm guessing Mary is on
top. Yes. No, I'm butter. I'm sorry. I've lost my train of thought. Yes. No, it's butter.
Team butter all the way from Eric.
Carrie Haim. Butter, no
Carrie
butter.
Carrie Haim is like Mary Kennedy. I do not like to share popcorn. I get a small popcorn, which I find is enough. And I am team no butter. I do not like wet popcorn. And to me, yep. Our guest is very clever, and I think he's also going to be a no. But no, I don't like wet popcorn. I just want to have my nice crunchy popcorn. I don't want to share it with all you people. And yeah, that's me. Matt, can I ask a question about this layering business? So how logistically, because usually you go to the counter and you say, can I have a popcorn? And they say butter, no butter, whatever. So are you like giving them cooking tips and going, can you put it like a
no, quarter? Usually also, at least the theaters I go to ask if you want it layered.
Aren't you fancy schmancy auditory man? Yeah. Whoa, yeah. Fancy schmancy man. Okay.
We don't do that in America. They do not allow that.
All or nothing. All or nothing in the US, right?
Matt lives in the fancy part of Toronto, which is great. This is going to be I rode the fence last season where I was both cup and cone. At the movie theater, I'm team butter. At home, I'm no butter.
Oh. But wait.
I don't know why.
Okay, but
I don't put anything on it at home.
But for clarity purposes, for Order Up Podcast, we're talking about movie theater choices, correct?
That's true.
Okay. I'm just checking.
So I'm on peanut butter.
Okay.
I'm on
peanut butter. The thing with movie theater popcorn is generally it's been sitting longer, so it's more dry.
Yeah, it's good.
The entire thing with popcorn is it's all water inside that makes it pop because that's heating up that water that caused it to explode. So there's moisture when it's fresh, when it's like new or when it's been sitting for a while. Like, so maybe that's why you need butter at the theater. I don't know. Just that's my thoughts.
But Matt, you do allude to the fact that you have some solid facts for us each time we do this show. So as we have done on the show, to kick us off, give us some popcorn facts, friend. What do you got for us for season 7, episode 1?
Well, popcorn has been with us for a very long time. It was a common staple with indigenous people of North America. And before breakfast cereal, it was common for many people to eat popcorn with milk and sugar all the way through the 1800s. We talked about this in our cereal episode, too. Mm-hmm. Like, we were going to try it, which... I'm going to have to at this point. Didn't do it for the cereal. I'll have to try it for this. But you can even, it's been around for so long, you can even find it in the Little House on the Prairie cookbook. The recipe that Laura Ingalls used to eat for breakfast before carrying her little chalk tablet to the schoolhouse. She would eat popcorn with milk and sugar. So yeah.
Wow.
Been around for a while.
I'm going to have to get that cookbook.
Yeah, I'm curious what else is in there. It's a sprinkle of some racism and some horrible, horrible practice. But it's funny how many of those things from our childhood are littered with racism.
Yeah. Sounds like a good name for a one-woman show. All right, friends. Well, there we go. We've got our facts.
I do have more. Have more.
Okay, okay.
So time marches on. Charles Craters, who is misattributed as being the inventor of popcorn, owned a confectionery shop where he planned to roast peanuts. Disappointed in the performance of his peanut roasting machine, he set about reworking it with his own tools, and he figured out he could actually make it popcorn. And thus the first mechanical popcorn popper was created. He moved to Chicago to find buyers for his device and received a vendor's license to sell popcorn, creating the C. Craters and Company Confectionery Company. The machine was a tiny steam engine that would pop the corn when in seasoning but he was not one to rest on his laurels. By 1893, he invented what most of us imagine when we think of a popcorn popping device, which is an oil-based device that you put the popcorn in, it pops it. He patented this invention and the same year took it to the Chicago Columbian Exhibition. And thus the modern popcorn was invented. But this wasn't the end of Craters' creative streak. He went on to invent the Special, a horse-drawn popcorn popper that he continued to refine, eventually adding an electric motor to the machine, which was then, which was later commemorated in 1988 by the U.S. Postal Service on a stamp as America's First Snack. So that is my popcorn history.
There we go. I would not have wanted to be the person cleaning both the horse poop and the popcorn.
That's not a great job.
No. Yeah. Too much work. All right, friends, let's get started. Season 7, episode 1. It's time to order up. Yay. Mm-hmm. All right, Mary, who's our guest today?
Well, this man I know personally. He is an incredible, actually, you guys, incredible comic, even though he won't always let you know that. But he has been a staple. Do you see what I've put in there? He's been a staple in the entertainment industry for over 30 years, easily. Agent, producer. I bet there's a director credit in there, too, as well. Manager, I bet, too. He's just an incredible guy. And, you guys, he is probably the biggest supporter of comics out there. Everybody, put your amazing hands together for Adam Liebline, everybody. Adam Liebline!
Yay! Yay for me. So now I can not be shutting upping in the corner here. Because I really wanted to interject into this whole thing because I have opinions. Because I'm old. I'm probably on the older end of the spectrum of you guys. I've been going to drive-ins and actual movie theaters. Drive-ins dates me, by the way, by itself. But going to a movie theater 55 years ago, butter was butter in popcorn.
Right.
It hasn't been butter in 40 years or so.
Yeah.
It was great back then, but you know, once I found out what the butter oil tasting thing was, I'd stopped using it. But layering has still been the thing. They put in popcorn, a little bit of butter, popcorn, a little bit of butter, popcorn, a little bit of butter, and then it's better. Because otherwise, the top layer is totally soaked, the bottom layer
mush. Gets
soaked. Yeah, know, no,
the
no good.
The layer gets no butter, the bottom is all wet. It's not good. But I don't like the butter only because it gets me all wet on my hands and on my clothes.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you this. The sharing thing, I'm a dad. I have to share it with my kids. So I'm a sharer and I share it with the girls that I go out with, but I do not share it with dudes. If I go no, it's yours. We get another one of those little containers and you pour half of it into one of those little carrying containers for the beverages, right? And then you stick it in there and you give it to them. But the toppings of butter, there's all sorts of weird freaking toppings that you can imagine here with butter in the United States. But I mean, besides butter, salt, okay. Yeah. I have high blood pressure, but I'll still take salt on butter. But the thing is, the only thing I like on butter, on popcorn, and this is different. I don't read any articles about this. I get as many packets of mustard as I can. And I take the packets and I just rip it open a little bit. And I take popcorn, and I take a little mustard.
Oh,
I just put it on the popcorn because then it gets on my hands. I did a little bit. I love mustard.
I love mustard.
It's salty. It's great. Wow. It's not that caloric.
Huh.
You should try it. Mustard and popcorn.
It's a great taste.
Oh my goodness. We got to get our buddy Zane Kaplansky's mustard.
Yeah.
So I just had to get that out before you get into your questions and
for
and
sure.
Stuff.
Well, I think, Adam, I'm a bad parent because I don't share with my children. I've never shared with them.
If they're sitting a couple of seats away, you pour it into that container and you give them that cup. But the key for parents, you get the big one, right? You have more than one kid. You get the big bucket that has refills. And then you get one of those containers. You go into the theater. You pour all of it into the containers. And then you take the bucket out and you refill it before the movie starts.
Oh, smart.
I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah. Parents know this. Parents know this. Yes.
Then I've been under a rock because I've been basically not sharing, and probably my kids think that's sharing is not caring in my
If they fill up on popcorn, they're not going to fill up on all the other really horrible sugary sweets, which I love and I grew up on, and I'm going to continue to eat. It doesn't matter. I have to eat. I have to have my Junior Mints. I have to have my Raisinets, and I have to have my Milk Duds. I have to have all of the chalk and peanuts with M&Ms. I have to have it. But it's But kids, you don't want them to go nuts. So
no, but the other thing is, if they fill up on the popcorn, then you might not have to really feed them dinner later. And this is what I'm saying, right? Like, we have to feed them multiple times a day, every day, and it gets tiresome. So
kids have to eat every day. That's like a thing. Why,
it's
why
ridiculous.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Yeah. Straining these people.
People think, oh, don't give them a candy bar. Give them a candy bar.
Yeah.
Maybe you save money on dinner.
Yeah. It's a balanced meal.
My kids saw my son's bed. What? It's okay.
So, Adam, we're going to ask you some ridiculous questions. I think you may have answered one or two, but we're going to just kind of go through them anyway. But you've told us a little bit about your favorite snacks. And my question is, what is your least favorite movie theater snack?
Well, that's easy. I mean, I've been going to movies, like I said, for a bajillion years. And from when I was very young, I always had to have snacks in the movie theater. Always. Mm-hmm. I couldn't watch a movie without until I got into college. I went to UCLA Film School and they started showing movies in class and they didn't allow food and I was freaking out. So I snuck food in, but you couldn't have popcorn. You had to have other food. But my least favorite food, which I have found has not wavered over the years, sweet tarts, horrible for me. Hate them. It's just like powdered pellets. Nachos. I've never gone to a movie theater where the nachos have been good. And the cheese has actually tasted like cheese, so the nachos are horrible. Twizzlers, it's like fake licorice. Yeah. It's not good. It's actually Twizzlers is actually worse than really stale Red Vines. Really stale Red Vines are horrible, but Twizzlers are worse. And I don't know if any of you remember this, but Jujubes.
Yeah.
Jujubes were the hardest when I was. They were the hardest things, and they would. Stick in your teeth.
It gets stuck. I can feel it.
Horrible. I can feel the teeth. Awful. And I can't, and I tried to have them relatively recently, but my teeth are, I have laminates and veneers and crowns. And bad idea to have Jujubes at my age. So those are my anything Sour Patch also. Like, what the hell is that supposed to do in candy? Sour Patch is not for, don't just give it as a joke to someone. It's not candy. Okay, those are my least favorites.
That's
how
a
about
lot.
You?
That's a lot of not. I was thinking that might be a hard question. Like, how do you know what you don't like? But you are very clear.
I love Milk Duds, but I can't because of my teeth. If I have a Milk Dud and I'm like, oh, this is so good, and I'm going to lose a crown.
Right.
I'm going to lose piece of my mouth, and but I love Milk Duds. I used to just throw them into my popcorn along with the M&Ms, right? And Raisinets. Raisinets was great. No one wants to share them. You know what I mean? They don't like the raisins. I love raisins. It's like raisin cookies. People go, oh, no. I'm like, I'll take those, but that's not in movie theater. So
anyway. You've told us about sharing and not sharing. So you had your sharing. You're a sharer. You are a sharer.
With my family.
And with the family.
With the girl that I date.
Okay.
But my kids' hands have to be clean. if they're dirty after playing, I'm not sharing. I'll put in another thing. But I just, for some reason, I'm not sharing with a guy. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's like having a guy's hands in my mouth. I don't want it. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I take a girl's hands in my mouth. That's fine.
Unless it's Dr. Eisen, DDS.
If I have the popcorn thing in my lap and the girl reaches over, my wife or the girl I'm dating, and they reach over and they get their hand in the popcorn, that's fine. If a guy's reaching into my lap, not so good. I don't
know.
I'm a little. That's where the homophobia kicks in. Don't reach the crotch.
We started with popcorn. We ended up with a crotch. What is the most unusual snack that you've had at the movie theater?
I saw you actually sent these questions in advance, so I thought about this. And over the last couple of years, movie theaters have gotten very creative. There's an AMC theater out near me that has mac and cheese balls, and that was the most unusual. And I love those. They're mac and cheese balls. Fried mac and cheese balls. And then at iPick, have you ever been to iPick? There was one in Westwood. They were the first ones to have the great reclining chairs, and they had waiters that came to your, you know, you could order and they came right and they delivered the food to you, which is insane. And the tickets weren't that expensive, but it was great. But they had hot pepper calamari in a movie theater.
Wow.
My daughter ordered it, and because she had had calamari before, and she ordered it, and it was the worst thing ever. But hot pepper calamari is fine, but in a movie theater? Come on. No, give me popcorn.
Yeah. You know,
popcorn chicken even, but not calamari. But well, those are the two weirdest things I've had at a movie theater.
Those are insane. Like, who would, and I'd love to be a fly on the wall at that meeting. What we need is calamari. Well, there's
I always thought that in movie theaters, they have such just basic stuff they've had for decades, and they maybe barely change, but they could make a ton. And only some movie theaters now, they have alcohol, they have bars, they have that kind of thing, and they may have some pizza or some things that are not just horrible. But I thought that they should have like a McDonald's inside, a fast food, like a Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, or something inside that's the franchise owner is the movie theater owner. And I would totally, my kids would, everyone would get, they would wait in line like in an airport, even though it's twice as expensive in an airport, they would go there, but they haven't done it. And I'm not sure why, but it, you know, the markup of stuff, that's where they make their money, is the concessions. Exhibitors don't make their money on the tickets.
Well, that sort of answered question four, which was, and you can add to it, when it comes to food and drink, what do movie theaters need to offer that they currently don't? So you said the fast food. I think that's actually a great idea.
Yeah. Fast food is great. I mean, you're never going to get like this, like a diner set up behind the counter where you're going to have to wait for your food, because people get to the movies right before the movie starts. They need to get their food right away. Maybe you could order in advance. I think that like iPick did things where you could order from your seat digitally and then they would deliver to you burgers and things that people are used to getting fast from fast food places, whether it's tacos or burgers or dogs or whatever it is, are great. And that would be good. I mean, there's been some movie theaters that had sushi and, you know, and some other things. And it's like, that's just too much. And people just don't trust it because it's a movie theater.
Right.
But if it was a, you know, they bring it to you, you know, you have good seats and they come and they go, here you go, whatever. Oh, that would be nice. They could charge more. But I think that food and drink, the bar thing is a little much. The alcohol thing is a little much. And I think that will lead to people being a little bit loud in the theater.
Right.
You know, it's already a thing in some neighborhoods, and I won't say which neighborhoods, where people talk to the screen continuously in the movie. Oh. And it's so I tend to not go to, if I want quiet in the movie, I tend to go to different theaters or just wait till it comes to a theater near my bedroom. And then I watch. But I have the best food in the theater near my bedroom.
Right.
So, you know, last night I watched the Wonka movie and I had tried to. So you're not getting that at AMC.
No. And I think Adam has been to a movie with me because I'm the one that's talking. I talk to you.
That makes me crazy.
I'm sorry, but I talk in my sleep. So it's just, it's what's happening. What's going on? And my husband has to go, Mary, shut it.
Also, if you see a movie, one of the, you know, the big blockbuster movies, the third week or more, third, fourth, or fifth week that it's in the theaters, inevitably you're in the theater with someone who brought someone else.
Right.
And they've seen it before and their friend hasn't. And what you're hearing is, watch this one. Watch this. Watch this. This is my favorite part. Watch this. And you're hearing that. It's just awful. So you can't. It's not. That's why they used to like drive-ins. You know what I mean? My mom would take the station wagon and back it in. And my brother and I would sit in the back and we'd look out the window. And then they put the speaker in the window thing and you'd watch it. And you could talk and you wouldn't hear anyone else. And it was. And then there was intermission.
Yeah.
And you'd go, let's all go to the lobby. And you'd go and you'd get. They'd wait and they'd get more popcorn or more jujubes or juju mints, which are softer, or junior mints, which is my favorite. You know, you got to get the junior mints. And I don't want to know what's in them. I don't want. I'm 59 and it didn't kill me, so made me stronger. Right.
So that's good.
That's all I.
Do you guys? We still have a couple of drive-ins not too far from here. Like we went last summer to the drive-in. Do you have any in LA? Yeah.
There are occasional pop-up drive-ins.
Okay.
Where they will put up a screen and bring, like on the beach, they'll do it. Well, it's not a real drive-in with cars, but they'll, and occasionally they'll be like in Vegas or around rural areas outside of the main city, they'll put up a pop-up drive-in, but there is no, that I know of, real drive-in anymore because land is too valuable.
Yeah, I guess.
They don't make as much money on the land. You know, all the drive-ins that I used to go to in Long Beach, where I lived when I was younger, they all have massive complexes of buildings that make bajillions of dollars a year now. And and everyone's so sad that the drive-in doesn't exist anymore, but the owner of the drive-in probably had to be on food stamps. You know what I mean? It's like, it wasn't that much money.
And in Toronto, we have a couple. In the cottage country outside of Toronto, it's more common too, because land is not as expensive. So you'll have all these cottage, it'll be seasonal. Mm-hmm. All these people coming out to go camping or go to their cottages will go to drive in. About an hour out of town, usually there's a couple.
I used to, of course, as everyone my age knows, depending on the size of your trunk, you brought in all your friends. Took them in the trunk, drove in. Now, at one point, I had this classic car my father had given me. It was a 1956 Mercedes 190 SL. It wasn't very expensive, but it was this tiny little two-seater convertible. And I brought a girl, and we wanted to bring another couple with us to the drive-in. So we said, get in the trunk. And the trunk is just infinitesimally small. And it's like airtight. So we stuck them in the trunk and we closed it.
Oh my
God.
And it
took us like 15 minutes to get to the place where we parked and could get out. They were like, it was almost, we almost got convicted of involuntary manslaughter. We couldn't get back in the trunk at the end. We just drove out together.
Oh my God.
But we saved like at the time, $10.
Right. So it's worth it. It's worth almost killing your friends to, save that $10.
There is one drive-in Midland Empire called Mission Tiki, which I've taken the kids and everything. Yes. And it's what's interesting about it is it's a double feature. So you pay, adults pay $10, kids under 13 pay like $5. My son was 13 longer than he probably should have. So we did that. And then, that was great, but it was a double feature. Now, well, double features, that's good.
Go ahead.
No, but also back in Massachusetts, we had a drive-in. My parents took me to a double feature. It was Star Wars and then Coma. No 7-year-old child should be seeing Coma.
You're supposed to be seeing Coma.
That's a combination. But back in the day, my day, drive-ins were where you took kids. You didn't take them to the movie theater because you would annoy other people. And that was bad. And the only time I ever went and saw a multiple feature besides sneaking into the second and third movie at a multiplex was when Back to the Future 3 came out. The Avco in Westwood was playing in a row Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3. There's no buying tickets in advance back then. You had to wait in line. So my brother and I waited in line for like 7 or 8 hours, and we got tickets for 1, 2, and 3. There was about 20 minutes in between each one. And we had already seen 1 and 2, but never together with 3. Yeah. It was my favorite time seeing movies. That was my favorite trilogy. So now every time I see those actors at conventions and stuff, I'm just like, oh, that's so nice. I mean, even though Michael is not having physically the best of older life, he's such an inspiration. And so are all the other characters. Biff is a stand-up comic that plays music. I've seen any of his music. It's just terrific.
Let me show you something.
Matt's going to show you something. Oh, something special.
Oh, he's got a DeLorean. There it is.
He's got a little DeLorean. So we'll have to take a picture of that and put it on our.
Put that up on the Insta. Yes. Yeah.
So nice. Adam, the final question, which I think you've answered, but we need like a definitive answer for our tracking system, butter or no butter on your popcorn?
Well, it's the answer is a little complex because I love butter on popcorn, but there is no butter on popcorn.
Oh, I see.
It's fake butter. And it is oil with the butter flavoring, and I am not a fan. And it's messy, and it's not healthy, and it's not butter. I put butter on my own popcorn at home, and I loved butter in the 70s when they used to have butter on popcorn when I was a kid. But the oil that they put on popcorn now is not my favorite. So I leave it off. I get it lightly salted, and I use the mustard. That is what I do. Yeah.
I've never heard of the mustard trick. I think that's really cool.
That's great. I use it on pretzels too. Pretzels with you put mustard on pretzels.
Yeah.
You know, they have free packets. I should have shown you. I thought I had a bunch of them because every time I go to a place that has mustard packets, I take the mustard packets. They're meant for me to take, right?
So I take the mustard packets. Leave the gun.
Leave the gun. Leave the cannoli.
Kelly,
mustard on a cannoli. Yeah. That should be good.
I would try that.
I can't.
Yes, Mary.
So talking to Smith and Smith, like the people from the Oscar Awards, right? Like speaking to your associates at Smith and Smith, how are we going to calculate if we have somebody like Adam, since this is our first episode, how are we going to calculate that? Where does he fall?
I kind of feel like Adam and Matt are the same of like yes and no, depending on like Matt's got the layers. So it's a little butter and then some no butter. No, Adam wants real butter, but at the movie theater, no butter in quotes. So I think with Mary and I who are on butter and Carrie is no butter. I think no butter's winning, right?
Well, also think about this in terms of the popcorn.
Am I not right?
Think about in terms of the popcorn itself. If you come to most movie theater, now I worked in a movie theater in the early 80s, popcorn at the beginning of the night is the freshest. They make it fresh and cook it, and they continue to make more. And towards the end of the night, it's the oldest popcorn. So if you're going to see a later showing and you have popcorn, you're going to suffer. And some movie theaters, you have to watch. Some movie theaters don't really actually make their popcorn. They throw the popcorn in these giant bags and warm it up
Those
just don't have popcorn there. But the ones that you see them putting in the popcorn and it comes out of the middle and you're seeing it, that's when you get the popcorn. And you tell them, scoop from the top.
These are great tricks.
You know, because the old popcorn, you can taste it right away.
Yeah.
And if it's old popcorn, I will tell you this, have butter because it makes it tolerable. Okay. And I can't watch a movie without popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, if it's old popcorn, heat the fucking oil up and put it on there and give me 50 packets of mustard, please. And salt the hell out of it.
Do your dates know what you're doing? Do they know your process? Or is that something you share if you have a second or third date with that person?
Well, here's the thing. You know, Mary, I've been married 3 times.
Yes.
For 10 years each. And in between each wife, they know what I'm doing and they choose to love me for it. For 10 years max, and then they're done. but realistically, in the last 10 years, the number of movies that we go see is so few because I can see everything.
Yeah.
If I just wait a week, it comes to the theater near my house.
It's so true.
Inside my house. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw Wonka, I saw Dune, I saw Top Gun. I mean, Tom Cruise was very mad at me for seeing Top Gun on my TV instead of in the theaters. He really wanted me to see it in the theaters. I'm okay. I can figure it out. I know how good it is. It'll be on my TV. I have a big TV.
I just did a quick recalculation. My brain hurts. I think butter's winning, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's fine. Butter can win. I can be on the losing side and not die from whatever that stuff is that they stick in there. But it's got
Smith
to be,
and Smith.
It might be better than Junior Mints. in terms of, you know, me helping me push things through my system, you know, more fiber.
I definitely don't want butter on my junior mints.
Like castor oil, you know?
Like castor oil.
Castor oil when they I think that's what the butter flavoring is. It's castor oil and it helps you to not.
It's like a health food. It's really like a health food. Yeah, okay, good to know. Follow Adam for more health tips. Okay.
No, this is great. And I don't know, Adam, you and I might need to go to the movies together. I might need to do a study. Because we're colleagues. So I can't share. There will be no sharing. No sharing.
I mean, you've got your own
problems.
Bring him, sit him on the other side of you. I'll bring whoever I want to bring.
And, it'll be great. It'll be fabulous.
Yeah. We'll get that second container, you know, so that you can do that. So that you're not... Don't put your hand in my bucket. It's like saying, do you have some extra whatever? I'm like, yeah, it's in my pocket. Oh, let me grab it. No.
All right. Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining us on episode one. We've got five more episodes to go. We're going to see if Team Butter or No Butter comes out on top. Tune in next time, friends, for more Order Up. Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Carrie Hain,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.